What if you had a magic crystal ball that could look into the future and tell you what was going to happen in 2026? Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be pretty neat, huh?
Yeah. I figured, I was thinking about that last month, and I was like, wait a minute. I know what we can do. So joining us, it's psychic medium Patty Griffin. Patty, thank you so much for coming in and agreeing to do this.
Thank you for having me.
I was like, Patty, can you come in and then people call and then you tell them what their future is for 2026? She's like, yeah, I could do that. That was it. That was the conversation.
Always game.
Yes. All right, so you say, okay, you have a specific question. That's how it works, right?
Yes, that's how my part of this works. So, and I think that's a whole, like, you know, you don't want to tell somebody something that they don't want to know, right? Mm-hmm. So I have them ask me specifically, and then if there's something else that comes in, they'll add it. But it's all for your highest good.
All right, so I have a specific question.
Sure. Go ahead.
Will I exercise at all this year? Because last year I said I was going to, and I didn't exercise once. And I've been thinking about doing a Pilates class, but I don't know if it's something I could commit to.
They've had their yoga mats for
two years waiting. Is this also something else that I'm not going to do or I'm going to do? Just be honest with me. Tell me, is this the year I finally maybe do a sit-up?
Well, you know, you're in control of that, and you can say, I'm just going to go do it just to say I did one class, right? But I just think that you're so busy and you have so much other things going on that it's not going to happen unless you really make it.
That's her nice way of being like, just give up now.
Right.
Don't even try.
Or you know, stop, you know, giving excuses and whatnot and avoiding and just go. Just go.
She knew.
She's saying that in judgment. So, I'm just saying, you know, as observation.
Behind the scenes, I was talking to Patty and she was like, I won't tell somebody something very bad, right?
And that's what she did.
Her look in her eyes was like, Anna, you know you're not exercising ever. Yeah. So we're just going to let it go.
Yeah. Patty, my question is, am I going to have to get a new car this year? So I'm really trying to not do that thing where just, you know, car's paid for. Let me run out and get a new car. And somebody hit me and it doesn't look like there's anything going on there. But I don't know. It's supposed to get checked out underneath. And am I going to have to get a new car?
I'm not getting that for this year. So whatever, if there's something, they're going to be able to fix it. I don't get that it's something that you're going to have to get a new car this year.
Okay, that's good.
Am I getting a new car?
I don't deserve one.
No, he keeps hitting everything and running over curbs and saying it's normal.
To be fair, somebody hit me. Thank you.
Right, but you hit everybody else too. So, you know, am I going to get a new car, Patty?
Mm. Okay, hold on. Are you thinking about it? Because that could be a very big possibility.
Yes.
She's okay.
I've been thinking about it for a year and a half. Yeah, my husband keeps telling me no. Can this be the year that he's finally swayed?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I do think it's going to be the year. But more towards the end of the year, like maybe like September or October is what I'm getting.
That sounds
good. Hold fast, Paul.
Unless you let Raven borrow your car, then you might get something sooner.
You should buy my car.
No, I don't want your car. All right. Two other random questions I have.
Okay.
Is USA going to be number one gold at the Winter Olympics, the number one gold medals?
I'm not getting the number one gold medalist, but I do think that it will be either the next one after that, but I'm not getting that.
Okay. And our interest rate's going to come down this year.
Okay, let me ask that. Hold on. I'm not getting that either.
Oh, come on.
Give me something.
Hold on. Let me ask. So I almost like break it apart, almost like when you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's, right?
Yeah.
And I almost like when you're doing your arithmetic, I ask over and over again. So let me ask it in a different way. Hold on.
Mm.
I'm not getting that.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So if you're going to buy a house, buy it now. All right. Okay. So if you have a specific question that you want predicted for 2026 from Patty, you can call now 1-800-330-9999. And we'll get your calls coming up next. What if you had a crystal ball and you could see and predict what was going to happen in 2026? I thought about it and I said, hey, let's invite our friend Patty Griffin in. She's a psychic medium. You can find her online at pattygriffinmedium.com. And if you have a specific question for her, you can call us now at 1-800-330-9999. Gina, you're here with Patty. Do you have a specific question?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Gina.
I would like to know about my eldest daughter. And will she find a place to live and be happy there?
Okay. Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm getting yes on both counts. And I don't know when she's looking, but I'm getting like within the next 3 to 4 months.
Okay. She needs a place this month. And she's having a hard time finding something. And it's very stressful.
I don't know that she's going to find her ideal place this month, so she might have to make other arrangements for a little bit, because the way that I'm seeing it, if she settles, she's not going to be happy.
Thank you very much, Patty. I do greatly appreciate your time today.
Thanks,
Gina. All right,
Gina.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to your daughter.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Tara, you're on with Patty. Do you have a specific question for 2026?
Yes. How is my health going to be?
Hold on. Let me do a scan on it. Hold on.
I'm going for a biopsy on Thursday.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Hold on 1 second. So you may have to have surgery or a medical procedure from after this, but everything is going to be okay after that. So no matter what happens, like even if they have to go in and remove something, everything's going to be okay. Understand? Like, I know you're getting the biopsy, but if you have to go back for something different, like meaning they're going to call you in and say, we have to just do something like this, it's all going to be okay. And I'm seeing that as part of the process.
Okay. Yeah. He did say no matter what, it's coming out, but it's a 50-50 chance. So
I get that everything is going to be okay with it. Absolutely. Okay. Like 100% okay.
Thank you very, very much.
You're so welcome.
Thanks, Thank Tara. You. Good luck.
Such a scary time, right? Mm-hmm. When you're waiting to go in, you're anticipating a test or anticipating results, it can be difficult. Lauren, we're here with Patty Griffin, psychic medium here in the studio. Do you have a specific question for her pertaining to 2026?
I do. I was just wondering if there's any professional changes to be made for this year.
As far as for you and your career?
Yes.
Okay, hello. I get yes for that, by the way. So I'm not sure if you put resumes out for something else, but I want to ask a question. Hold on 1 second. I don't ask you the question. I ask a little bit different there.
She like talks to ghosts in here.
Yeah,
right. It's like I then they ask questions or whatever. She's asking them.
Okay, hold on. So I was asking the other side if you were looking for something in your own, like where you already are, but I get that you're going to branch off to a completely different place. Do we understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because I was asking if you were going to do something in-house and like get a promotion, and they said that you are absolutely going to do this differently and that you're going to love it, but I get a little bit of a pay decrease, but it's not going to be a lot, and everything else is going to outweigh that and make it worth it.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thank you so much.
Good luck, Lauren. Go make that cash, girl. Mm.
An exciting time of year when you're looking for something different, right? Yep. When you're getting ready to you're like, I'm going to invest in myself and in this new venture.
1-800-330-9999. If you have a specific question for 2026, you can ask Patty now. She's our own crystal ball. What if you could ask a question to the universe and get an answer about something that'll happen in 2026?
Timely response, too. That's always nice.
Yes. Psychic medium Patty Griffin is joining us. You can find her online at pattygriffinmedium.com. And if you have a specific question about what's going to happen in 2026 in your life, that's what she's here for. 1-800-330-9999. Lisa, what's your question?
So I am wanting to move south, and my husband is hesitant. My kids are on board, and I just really want to know if that's something that can happen for us this year.
I do get that it will happen, but I don't get that it's going to happen this year.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me look into one thing. Hold on.
Like a Rolodex of ghosts she has to go through to find like the right information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I do feel that it's going to happen, and the whole family is going to go, I'm just not getting it for this year. Now, that's not to say that anything can't change, because you have, I always say in a psychic reading, you have your own free will to change things, because you always have three roads, and you could say, well, I don't care what she says, I'm going to make something different happen. But that is not what I'm getting. I am getting that it is going to happen. It's just timing is key with us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Can you see where, which state?
I get more like South Carolina. Where are you thinking of?
Oh, that is where I was thinking of.
Okay. Well, good luck. All right.
Great.
Thank you. That's
yeah.
Where
Enjoy.
You're
gonna go. Enjoy it. Perfect.
Another Lisa. Lisa, do you have a specific question for Patty Griffin, who's in the studio with us right now?
I do. I am wondering, my car has been trying to die for over a year now.
Yep.
It was hit by lightning a number of years ago. Will my car make it for at least another year? My finances are not good.
I am, by the way, hi and happy new year. I am not getting, unfortunately, that it's going to make it another year.
Oh no.
But I do want to tell you, just from your voice when you started like asking a question, that you are going to have a great year, and things that have happened previously, it's almost like it's going to overlap that, and you're just going to have the best year ever. So I wouldn't worry so much about the car, because somehow it's going to work itself out.
That is wonderful to hear. Thank you so much.
Mm. You are so welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
Now, that car was struck by lightning.
I mean, what?
I mean,
it's, she should win the lottery.
You know, Patty, you're the psychic, but when she said my car's been wanting to die, what I heard was I've been trying to kill it. How about let's change the oil?
Yeah. That's all. She needs a car like in February.
Michelle, you're going to be our last caller. Do you have a question for Patty?
I do. Hi, Patty. I'm just wondering where my relationship, my love relationship, is going to be going in 2026.
And you want to know if there's going to be changes like that, like a proposal or living together or stuff like that? Because that's how I'm going to ask it.
Yes.
I don't get like marriage or anything for right now. But if you're not already living together, I do get that that's going to be on the table.
As in one household?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's definitely a commitment there. Like, it's definitely going to be a lasting relationship, and it's definitely a healthy relationship.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Like, you're on the right path is what I'm telling you.
She's got to wait. I hate being told I have to wait. I don't want to wait. I want to do it now. Right?
You know what you really like to hear is relax.
Right.
That's my wife. Love to hear that when I say, hey, just relax. Calm down. Yep. Don't tell me to calm down.